Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. It's the Children's Halloween Parade, and our big kid, in spirit, Marilyn Buckley, is live in the park with all the ghoulish tales. Marilyn.
Larry, I wish I wore a better costume because I'm seeing tons of little mummies running around, a Chipotle burrito, even one kid dressed up as a pumpkin spice latte, which is my favorite.
Stop it.
I saw that one. But the kids are really having so much fun today. The children's parade just kicking off, and this is more of a parade to just have some good old fun, get tons of candy, and to enjoy yourself. This is before the werewolves come out after dark, so the kids are just enjoying themselves. I saw Judy and her dog Lucky. They dressed up just to watch the kids. And also Melanie came out here with her four-year-old daughter dressed up as Bluey.
Dressing up and seeing her happy with all the candy.
Oh, it's actually awesome to be a part of it. I try to come every year.
A lot of these kids, some of them it's their first time, others it's a tradition, but it's the perfect place to be if you want to stock up on candy and also show off your costume. Walk around while the sun is out and just enjoy. The kids are having a great time coming straight from school, Larry. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Washington Square Park.
All right, MLB. Say hello to the burrito for me there, if you will, the Chipotle burrito. I appreciate it. As we mentioned, the Village Halloween Parade starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Stay with 1010 Winds for your updates on that. A lot of streets will be closed along the parade route, everybody. The NYPD says it is safe. There are no imminent threats to us. Should be a pretty good night, everybody. Stay with 1010 Winds again for the very latest. Well, as the city reaches a record number of deaths due to subway surfing, Mayor Adams making a plea to the public today. Don't stand by when you see these babies doing that. You can make a real difference, he says. He says, thanks to the folks who call 911, the NYPD has been able to save over 100 lives by deploying nearly 1,000 drones over the past year. He says kids are driven by social media without realizing the deadly consequences.
You have 30 million people watching your likes. That becomes intoxicating, and it's an adrenaline rush, and then you compete to see who can do something more dangerous on top of the train in the process.
He's calling on all New Yorkers now to call 911 when they spot somebody on top of a train, saying police are using that information to deploy joint drone and field response teams to areas where this seems to be happening the most. So, meantime, investigators still trying to piece together what happened in the Bronx, where a newborn baby was found dead outside an apartment building last night.
More questions than answers at this point here at 1150 St. Lawrence Avenue in Soundview. And a community in shock.
You know, it was hard for me to sleep last night, and I don't even know the baby.
Brian Adam lives in the building where this newborn girl was found dead in the courtyard. Sources say the umbilical cord was still attached.
Definitely would have heard crying in the back, because my window is towards the back.
Yeah.
I didn't hear none of that.
How did you find out about it?
When I came down, I saw the cops.
He says the landlord wanted the cameras outside his apartment, but they weren't working. The medical examiner will figure out how the baby died. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Soundview.
A guy who was allegedly performing car stunts, donuts, and drifting like Fast and Furious now facing charges on Long Island. He's accused of hitting a lady during the maneuvers and then leaving the scene of the accident. 20-year-old Matthew Mitchell was allegedly part of a group of folks performing the amateur stunts across Suffolk and Nassau earlier this month, a lot of which were posted on social media. Here we go again. In one video, prosecutors say a car driven by Mitchell is seen hitting a 19-year-old woman before driving off, leaving the victim with a fractured femur and pelvis. Mitchell now charged with assault, leaving the scene, reckless endangerment, and much more. He faces up to 7 years in prison. The city's housing voucher system, meant to help homeless people find permanent housing, plagued with problems. That's the finding today from the state controller's office in a new audit, which says there are a number of systemic issues which end up significantly delaying the process and in turn keep the crowded homeless shelters crowded. Tina Kim, the deputy controller, speaking.
They didn't have certain things that you would actually expect, like policies and procedures, and also there was issues with their data. The data helps basically drive getting people within the program, and some of their data was inaccurate, and they weren't basically, you know, doing checks to make sure that that data quality was actually improved.
The city pushed back on the findings, saying the issue cited are anomalies and that the report contained multiple inaccuracies. On this Halloween, remember when Texas Governor Greg Abbott was boasting about busing more than 45,000 migrants to New York City? Well, it appears to be payback time. You hear the news? Heard today that New York has issued more than 4,500 one-way tickets to Texas through a voluntary program for asylum seekers. We'll have more on that a little bit later. Meantime, New York will close all 10 of its migrant shelters in upstate by the end of the year. That means more than 1,100 adults and their children will be required to leave with the option to seek temporary shelter here. City Hall spokesperson confirmed it today, sparking the end of a contentious chapter between the upstate communities and the Adams administration. Migrants were shuttled from here to upstate in the spring of 2023 in the midst of the influx of migrants here in town and a shortage of beds. Dozens of counties in upstate issued emergency orders to bar sites in their communities from being used as shelters. Oh, it got pretty messy, folks. In Brooklyn, people living in an affordable building rallied today, hoping to stay in their homes, even though the landlord plans to put the place up for sale. We're in Carroll Gardens today.
On this Halloween, tenant organizer John Levia called it the nightmare on Tiffany Place.
We're all priced out of New York now. We belong here. We should be able to age in place with dignity and in the community that we've helped build.
Levia was joined by state and local lawmakers, the borough president, and public advocate Jumani Williams in support of legislation giving tenants first dibs on a building when it goes up for sale.
This building must go to the tenants.
Yeah. Yes.
It has to.
Yes.
They've been through enough. They've been negotiating.
The building's owner, Irving Langer, could not be reached for comment. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn.
And it looks like city-owned vehicles, from cars to trucks in its fleets, aren't speeding as much thanks to some built-in technology. And as a result, the New York City Intelligent Speed Assistance Pilot Evaluation Report says speeding incidences have been reduced by more than 60%. It's a program designed to prevent city vehicles from going faster than a speeding bullet. DCAS Commissioner Louis Molina explains how the technology works.
By using both GPS data to limit vehicle speeds according to local speed limits, or being able to adjust those speeds to limits that we think are appropriate. When a driver approaches or exceeds the limit, the ISA automatically reduces the engine power.
Huh. Mayor Adams and the Department of Citywide Administrative Services announced the pilot program 2 years ago. It's designed to reduce speed limits and save lives. They say so far it appears to be working.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.